You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Please visit our website radiosai.org to listen to our free internet streaming service. On this website, you can access audio streams. The first three are Asia Stream, Afri Stream, and Ameri Stream, which offer you programs in the languages common to these geographic regions. The other two streams are Bhajan Stream and Discourse Stream. Click on the Bhajan Stream to listen to a Sai Bhajan at any time of the day. Similarly, to listen to the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, please log on to the Discourse Stream. Just log on to radiosai.org and experience the divine love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For any inquiries, please email us at listener@radiosai.org.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Dear listeners, greetings and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Life. Well, till now you heard the segment Morning Glory hosted by Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi, and in that you heard a live conversation with Professor G. Venkatraman. Now I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, hosting the segment Service Love in Action, bringing you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami, translating into service to humanity. And as always, I am joined by Brother Sunil, who will be helping me in playing the audio files from the console. And at the very outset, let us all collectively offer our most humble pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and listener, the heart and soul of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Well, today is 29th of August, and this very day, dear listeners, 11 years back, Swami came to this very studio and blessed it and inaugurated it. That day, Swami had instructed all of us to work in unison with unity and love. Right now, I am speaking to you live, sitting right in front of the chair on which Swami sat on that day. And I feel so blessed and humbled to get this opportunity to render my service in this studio, which was inaugurated by God Himself. Well, dear listeners, the time right now in our studio is 11:10 a.m. The weather here in the ashram is quite cool and pleasant. Right now it's a mixture of sun and cloud outside, the temperature being 25 degrees Celsius. And this is the segment Service Love in Action, coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the entire universe. Well, in today's segment, I got two wonderful conversations for you lined up. First one is with Mr. Ravindran from Malaysia, a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan and an active Sai worker. And the second one are a few conversations with members, Sevadal members from the NCR region, Delhi. But all those are in a while from now. And to begin with, let me play for you a wonderful, beautiful Sai bhajan. This bhajan is from the album Bhavanjali.
Durga Bhavani Sai Mata. శక్తి మై సాయి మాతా
listeners, you are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message and love of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, hosting the segment Service, Love in Action. And in this segment, we try to capture the various service activities done by Bhagwan's devotees all around the world. In fact, inspired by Swami's teachings on service, that is love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never, Swami's devotees everywhere are rendering service at whatever capacity they can, wherever they are. So a couple of months back, I had recorded a conversation with Mr. Ravindran. He is from Malaysia, and he spoke to us about the various service activities in which he is involved in Malaysia, and also about the various activities that Bhagwan's devotees in Malaysia are involved in. So let's listen to that conversation right now. So this conversation I had recorded a couple of months back here at Prashant Nilayam.
Salam sir, and welcome to Radio Sai Studio.
Thank you sir.
So we'll start from the very beginning. So please tell our listeners, when did you first come to Swami, and what has inspired you to take up so many service activities in Malaysia?
First time I saw Swami was in a picture when I went for a bhajan in 1963.
In Malaysia?
In Malaysia. I was really involved in the movement in 1966 after my marriage.
Okay.
My wife was a Sai devotee, and she asked me whether she can put a photo of Sai on our altar. I said, okay. Then slowly she pulled me for a bhajan. The bhajans were very good. During aarti, I had an electric shock like thing. All my hair was standing up while they were doing the aarti. So I thought, there's something special about this. I go to temples every Friday. I never had such feelings. So from that time onwards, I got involved with Sai.
Okay. So when did you first come to Prashanthi Nilayam and have Swami's darshan?
First time I came to Prashanthi Nilayam was 1989. That time it was the old mandir, and we all had to sit on red sand, and there were no proper quarters. We had to stay in the sheds. Full of mosquitoes. That was real torture.
So almost about 20 years after you came to know about Swami, you had Swami's darshan.
My wife used to come to Prashanti.
Okay.
But somehow or other, I would stay back and I would let her go. Because she had a lot of friends. And I didn't have any men friend, people of my age, who wanted to go to Prashanti until 89.
In the year 1989, what made you come here?
I had another friend, so we talked about it. Then he said, okay, let's go and see.
So how was it, sir, when you first saw Swami?
I was not very impressed. because, there was nothing special about it, but Swami looked at us, then he went off.
Mm.
Then subsequently, I used to come every year.
Okay.
Maybe twice a year, sometimes.
But these service activities, from when you have been doing?
From early 90s.
Okay.
I started going to visiting hospitals, talking to the patients, giving them some goodies, then center, whatever activities they want, center cleaning or whatever it is, I used to participate.
So now you are a member of the Sai organization in Malaysia, right?
In Malaysia, we have got a ruling, you take office maximum 2 terms. After that, you must give it to somebody else. So, I was the secretary of the National Council for 6 years.
Of Sai organization.
Sai organization. After that, I became the vice president for service. For another term.
Service wing.
Service wing.
Hmm.
After that, I handed it over. Then I became center samadhi chairman and service coordinator. And now I'm the advisor to most of the service activities.
In Malaysia?
In Malaysia's KL area.
Okay. Mm. So now, please give us an overview of the number of Sai centers in Malaysia, the Sevadal volunteers, and all the statistics.
There are about 87 centers in Malaysia.
Okay.
And about 30,000 members.
Mm.
But out of the members, maybe about 5,000 are really active workers.
Mm.
The others are either bhajan devotees or doing some other design for the center. But on birthdays, you can get about 50 to 60,000, Swami's birthday.
Mm, okay. So now let's slightly go back, sir. When did the Sai movement start in Malaysia?
There's no official record when exactly the movement came to Malaysia. But the time we formed the Central Council, that was in 1986, I think.
Mm.
After that, we sort of organized the movement. Every bhajan center must be registered with the Central Council.
Hmm.
And they get instructions from us. Whatever instructions Parthi sends, we disperse it to all the centers. And annually, we'll have, not annually, every by second year, we'll have a convention where we'll exchange ideas or whatever it is. Sometimes we get speakers from India to come and address.
Mm. So how often devotees come to Prashant Nilayam from Malaysia?
They come on and off.
Mm.
There's no time period or whatever it is.
In a group they come?
Some come in a group, some will come wife and husband.
Mm.
But if there's any activities in Prashanti, especially during the birthdays, many people will come. Buddha Jayanti, many will come.
Mm.
Chinese New Year, many will come. Deepavali, many will come. The other one is Guru Purnima. All these festivals, they all will come.
So they also put up programs?
So it all depends. We'll write into the Prashanti Council telling we can put up this. Sometimes they will allow, sometimes we don't put up. We just join the crowd.
So is there any interaction that you had with Swami which you can share with us?
The only thing is, Swami has blessed everything I gave.
Mm.
And once I had the opportunity of doing aarti for Swami, that was in Whitefield. Another time, I gave him a rose.
Mm.
Because two of us will come forward, one will do the aarti, the other will hand over the rose. So I had these two, these are the close encounters I had with Swami. But every time when Swami goes around, and if I got something to bless, if I call Swami, even he is on the other side, he will come and bless the thing and go.
Mm. Okay, so now we will talk about the service activities that's happening in Malaysia.
I think you would have seen Jean Mail.
Yeah, that the whole video which has been uploaded in Radio Sai website, the short documentary made by Mr. Jean Massey.
Actually, what you saw is nothing.
Okay. Mm.
The actual thing, he had to edit it because cannot be shown to the public.
It's about the mental hospital in Malaysia.
It is it's a home for children physically and mentally handicapped.
Okay.
These children come from very poor homes. The parents would have had 5-6 children, and he is a laborer, can hardly support the children, and with a handicap, what they do is they go to the welfare department, somehow or other get the boy or girl admitted to this institution. Even when they admit, they will never give their proper address. You see, there are so many cases when the child dies, when the authorities try to contact the parents, the police will come and say there's no such person at such and such a place.
Oh, okay.
So the local religious organizations, like the Buddhist temple, the Hindu temple, and the mosque, if it's a Muslim, the mosque will take care. If it's a Hindu, the temple will take care. So that's how things are working.
Funeral.
Funeral.
This home is run by government.
It is financed by government. Yes. But there is a superintendent there who is in charge of this thing. You see, when the government officials come, they will take them to a wing, children's ward, which is spick and span. But nobody goes behind the other side. And they are not shown. In fact, when we started going there, we were told, you can come and do service here, no press reports, you cannot go and make any public announcement, or no photographs. We are not supposed to take photographs also. So, as far as we were concerned, we got an opportunity to serve the poor kids, and for one day in a week, the child will be very clean, and he would have eaten some home-cooked food which we would have brought.
So as we saw in the video, you told from 13 years you have been going there, the team from Malaysia.
Yes.
So when you first went there, what was the condition of the
kids? Oh my God,
kids?
I don't know whether I can tell you on radio or not. The first thing I saw, actually most of them didn't have any clothes.
Oh.
There were puddles of urine all over the place. The metal beds, there were no mattresses. It was all corroded and still some of them are sleeping on it. And one of the boys did his business, he took it and swallowed it.
Oh.
I couldn't stand that. Although I was a tough guy, but that particular scene, I will never forget.
How many of them were there?
There were 60 of those children there.
60?
60.
Okay.
So, it is a pathetic case. They actually sent there to die.
With no hope?
With no hope. Actually, because there's no proper therapy, and there's no doctors, there's an attendant who will take a rubber hose and wash the children once in the morning.
Okay.
That's that.
It's just like how a gardener...
Waters a plant.
Waters a plant.
Exactly, you got the point. Then the clothes, they take off the whole clothes, all the clothes like that, without washing off the feces, they'll put into the washing machine. And when it comes out, when we go there and we want to, we bathe the children and change them, cut their hair, wash off all the feces within the fingernails and all, and have to dress them, the clothes stink. And when we come back also, our bodies stink.
Please describe the activities that you do every Sunday. You go early morning?
No, we go around lunchtime.
Ah.
By then they would have already done the second round of the business on the bed and everywhere. We carry the children to the bathroom, wash them, bathe them, shampoo their hair. There will be another group of devotees washing their clothes manually.
Okay.
We don't put in the washing machine. We scrub the clothes. Then another group of devotees will clean up the ward. Wash the beds, wash this one. And we donated a lot of beds. We replaced all these rusty beds with new ones.
Okay.
These are the activity. By the time we finish all the 60 children, it'll be about 4:35, sometimes later.
In fact, in the video documentary that's there in Radio Sai site, I also saw a few volunteers cleaning the mattresses with some solution, I think.
Yeah, we use disinfectants and wash the thing. But what Jim Macy saw, it was not the normal Sunday activity.
Okay.
For the film, we took him another day and just... There was not many devotees that particular day.
So what were the changes you brought in that ward? You were also telling about the tiles you changed.
The cement floor, which was like corroded, the puddles of water and all, we got it tiled up. Once we even painted this one, there was no proper shower, no proper piping. We got that replaced. Windows, there was no mosquito netting.
Okay.
We got that installed. These are some of the things we did. But though it's not our building, it's the government building. They are supposed to finance it, which they never did.
So 13 years, every Sunday you have been going there, a group from Malaysia.
From about 60 kilometers away. In Kuala Kubu Baru.
So how many volunteers will be?
We take about 20 volunteers, sometimes 15. It depends. People are free, more people will come. we got two vans. These vans were donated by devotees for the job we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
When we announced and all, they thought, because some of them cannot come and do this type of job.
Mm.
So they are rich, they financed, they gave us two vans, then a few cars will go.
So in these 13 years, have you seen any incidents which you can share about any of the patients, the transformation you have seen, even in the volunteers also?
Oh, volunteers, yes. They were really like, once upon a time, you ask them to do service, they cannot be bothered. After KKB a few months, any other service also, they will come. And they moved also, their tempers also have gone down. Because sometimes when we give instruction, you do this, you do this, they will say, no, I don't want to do this, I cannot do this, I want to do that. No,
They were short-tempered.
Short-tempered. So after a while, they all fell into place and everything went on very smoothly.
Mm.
We had no problem.
Any patients' stories you can share, any of the children?
Children, actually, a few children were killed. I mean, they bite each other. And
okay.
They're all mentally handicapped. They don't know what they are doing. Even they will try to attack us.
Mm.
So the bathing and caring, all men only will do. We don't let the ladies do.
Mm.
We let the ladies do the feeding and washing the clothes. And after the service activity, we'll bring some food and drinks. We'll all sit somewhere and have... everybody will be, so happy. And it is a really enjoyable activity. Nobody will complain. All will be sharing their stories. What happened today? This guy did this. This guy did that.
Have you seen any positive transformation in the patients?
I didn't see any transformation in the patients, no.
Okay.
But some of them, they know us.
Hmm.
They know we are Sai Baba. That's all.
Oh. You tell them anything about Swami?
No, because they won't understand.
Yeah, correct. You sing bhajans there?
Sometimes we sing, but you see, because it's a Muslim institution, we cannot sing songs and, bhajans there.
Mm. Okay, sir. So that was the activity in that home.
Home, yeah.
Yeah, physically and mentally handicapped home. So please share some other activities.
Oh, we have so many other activities. Like, for example, blood donation. Blood donation is done regularly, but there are three major blood donation drive. One is during Thai Pusam, Lord Murugan's birthday. There's a big Murugan temple in Kuala Lumpur itself.
Okay.
Indians from all over the country will come there.
Hmm.
They carry kavadi and all those things. They do penance there. We, in conjunction with the National Blood Bank, we'll have a blood donation, big tent. The whole blood bank of Kuala Lumpur will be there. They will take turns. We have a 36 hours continuous blood donation. No stop.
Every year this happens?
Every year this happens. Earlier we were having a small shed inside with one team of doctors and nurses. But now we have about 15 teams will come. They will come in shift. They only work 8 hours.
Mm.
8 hours or 10 hours maximum they will work. But we work sometimes 18 hours, 36 hours. It all depends how fit you are then. That is the biggest collection 1 year was 3,600 pints of blood.
Okay.
They collected. Then the other one is in conjunction with another supermarket. There's a chain of supermarkets all around the country. We have blood donation in all these supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
So we go and help them. The doctors and the blood bank will send their representatives. We go, we canvass, call those people to come in to donate, and we do the registration. We do all the running around.
So how often this is conducted?
This particular one is conducted once a year. That
okay.
is during the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is the month when they need blood very badly because, Malays
fast.
Will be fasting.
Mm.
So a lot of accidents and all, there's no blood.
Mm.
And Malays are the biggest donors. They make up 52% of the population, you see.
Mm.
Then the other one is Swami's birthday. Swami's birthday, every center will have a blood donation drive all over the place.
All 87 centers you told?
Almost 87 centers will have, but not all will have. Then we have this visit to the leprosarium home.
Mm.
This leprosarium home is a home where these lepers have been cured. But they are disfigured, no fingers. And you know, the Asians, once somebody has got leprosy, they won't take you back.
Mm.
So the government has put them up in a house.
So it's kind of rehabilitation for them.
Sort of. No, but some of them cannot move. They're bedridden.
Okay.
So we go there. We go there quarterly, once in 3 months, especially during festivals, during Christmas, Deepavali, Hari Raya Puasa, and Chinese New Year. And we bring home cooked food and all for a change. Give them there. We sing bhajans. We sing round song. They are very happy, and they also call us. Oh, Sai Baba coming. When Sai Baba is coming, they will be all looking forward for what we have brought, because the government gives them the standard food, rice and one curry and one vegetable.
Maybe some inspirational talks also.
We talk to them. We talk individually. One of the things we do is every patient must be talked to.
Type of counselling?
It's not counselling. What is that to counsel an 84-year-old man on he's going to die or whatever? Because they're all old people. We just talk to them about family life or some whatever is happening in town. As long as they get somebody to talk, they're very happy.
Just knowing about their welfare.
Yes. And we asked them. I remember one lady, she was so attached to me. Every time I go, she will hug me and this one. And at first I was a bit worried, you know, because she had leprosy maybe. And I got grandchildren. When I come back, they will be coming and running to me.
Yeah.
So after a while, I say, this is Swami's work. Why should I worry? Swami has to protect us.
Yes.
So after that, we will do that. And just before one day before she passed away, we had this visit, and I went to see her. She was lying in bed. She was holding my hands and didn't want to let go. So what I did was chant mantra Gayatri for her. I knew that she is going to go anytime. We don't know when, today, tomorrow, next day, but she was in that state. That was one incident I cannot forget.
That's what I want, sir. When actually we do service, the beneficiaries look God in us.
Exactly.
In fact, many times it has happened, like when we provide food for a hungry or water for a thirsty, then they exalt us as God himself. Oh, thank you so much. You are like God for us.
Yeah, that happens.
They see divinity in us.
Yeah, true.
So can you share like this any more transformational stories or anything that has happened in this episode?
Oh yeah, because so many other activities. One is this community adoption program. We call it CAP in short, CAP. During Swami's, just before his 75th birthday, I think we had a national Seva conference in Puttaparthi. So I think it's the 90s.
70th birthday should be year 2000.
2000, that means we came late 90s, we had the conference was here. So every country pledged what they're going to do.
Okay.
So Malaysia, we pledged the time I was a service coordinator. So we pledged we will do this community service for all the centers we have. In each center will do one service for the community. That time you all used to call it the Grama Seva. We call it community adoption. But we go there and we stay there for about 2 years.
2 years.
2 years. I mean, we don't live with them. Every weekend we go there. Every month we go there and do things.
It's like adopting a village.
Adopting the village. We go there. We have our EHV, no Balvikas. We do EHV. We do service. We have medical camps. Then we have psych care. Psych care is like one doctor will come. Anybody has got complaints or what, we'll give cough and cold or vitamin tablets. Or some cases, we have to refer them to for further treatment. The general hospital will come and pick them up if they have no transport.
It seemed like the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program, which later started in the year 2007. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
It should be like that. So that's what we do. Then we teach them about environment. We give talks on health, healthy living and all this thing. Because most of them, especially the Indian ones in this community, they don't know they have blood pressure. They don't know they have diabetes. We counsel them on these are the main things that affect the men.
Oh, yes.
The ladies, we come and collect them, send them to hospital for pap smear and cancer, whatever checkup they have to do. Because we got a gynae who works in the GH, she will provide all the necessary things on that side. The men will transport these people there and pick them up, and whatever expenses, because she will make it minimum. Whatever she has to pay, then only we pay. Otherwise, she will cover up all her services, or in case delivery or whatever happens, she doesn't charge a cent. Only the ward charges they pay.
So in this community adoption program, how do the beneficiaries react?
some of them are very grateful, especially some of the community leaders. They are so happy that most of their residents there getting all what I know normally they never got from any other
organization. They have improved their standard of living.
Standard of living. We teach them how to plant plants and all these things. We give them the seeds. And we tell them how to make compost. Things like that we do. And they're very happy. They're very receptive to this thing. And for the ladies and all, we tell them, okay, you know how to make vada? You make this vada and send it to town and sell. You make banana chips. Pack it up. We even have given the machine to seal the plastic case packets. So things like that we do.
Can you share some incidents that you have seen in this, any specific things? Stories that you can share from this adoption, community adoption?
Community adoption, so much so, the government came to know about it. Now, the government has written to us officially telling us, please, there is a few, 16 places in and around Malaysia that needs help. There's gangsterism, there's drug problem, truancy, they don't go to school, such problems. So, can the Sai organization please come and do what you have done before?
Okay, that's nice. Wonderful.
Then there's another service we do, Grama Seva. This Grama Seva, actually, we go to villages in the deep jungle. Those inhabitants are all aborigines. It's about a week's service. You know, we have to travel by land, water, by boat.
Boat also, okay.
Boat also.
There's no proper road.
No roads.
So those villages are totally cut off.
Villages are totally cut off. Once a month or something, a helicopter will bring a doctor, a medicine or what, that's all they get.
Oh, that's from the side of government.
Government side. Then the children, they're given an opportunity to go and study. At the same time, the government provided satellite TV in the village. Now the children don't go to school, they watch TV.
Okay. So what are the activities that you...
We will have medical camps. We give plants, like coconut plant. We carry all these things from...
For farming.
For farming. Because they are mostly farmers and hunters. We cannot give them guns. Only farming, and we give them clothes, things like that. And we try to counsel them, but language is a problem. The aborigines don't speak the local language. We can speak Malay, but they can. Most of them cannot. Only the leader can, more or less, can speak. And we bring a lot of foodstuff and give them. Then our youth, we have medical camps. My medical camps are quite common. We have medical camps, medical screening. Medical screening, we just do the screening. Bad cases, we refer them to the general hospital.
Which general hospital?
Where the nearest general hospital. Then at the same time, the very poor people who cannot afford, we will pay for whatever expenses in the hospital, like maternity case, I mean complicated case. If they go for surgery or whatever it is, we pay. And a lot of cataract operation. Our zone 4 coordinator's wife has got an eye clinic. She has done a lot in her place. She's in the southern tip of Malaysia. We are in the central. We send it to one of our doctors who is a Sai devotee in the government hospital. We pay for the lens.
Okay.
The operation is free. And these villagers are very happy.
Yes.
They can't see. I mean, nobody bothers about them, you know, especially the old people.
So now a lot of village service is happening, sir.
Yeah.
Like, you tell them about Swami also?
If they're Indians, we tell them. But if they're Christians or anything, we don't try to convert anybody.
Yeah, that's right. So how do the Indians react when they hear about Swami?
Oh, they're very happy. That's why some of them, they say, oh, Sai, Sai, Sai coming, Sai coming. So that's how they know.
Do they try to come to Puttaparthi? Have they come?
No, they are so poor, okay, brother. Yes, they can't even come to town. So how to come to Puttaparthi?
Yes, yes. Like, have they started bhajans at their home? Have they learned bhajans?
In certain villages, yes, which are very close to the city and all, we go there, we do balvikas, only for the Hindu children.
Okay.
And they have bhajans. And some of them can sing very well. Then our teachers will teach them drama and all these things. Whenever there's a function in our center or whatever, we'll bring and they will perform.
Okay.
That's how they do. But in the real rural areas, no way. They're not going to come 800 kilometers by boat and this one to perform. Then we have tree planting. the government wanted a lot of trees being cut for timber and all these things. There's a big drive for, no, we must restore the environment and all these things. So Sai organization got involved. And we said, for Baba's 85th birthday, we will plant at least 85,000 trees.
All over Malaysia.
All over.
Mm.
And we managed it.
Okay.
Mm. In fact, the government gave us one big area, I think about 20 or 30 acres. You go and plant there. Central region, that's a KL area. We did that, but centers away from KL and all, they did in there with the local authorities. In fact, some of the cases, the local authorities provided them that trees.
So what were the trees that were planted?
They all not fruit trees, no fruit trees.
Just wild trees?
Wild trees.
Oh.
In the swamp, we have to plant trees that can grow in the swamp, you see, mangrove or whatever it is. That is tree planting.
So this tree plantation was done only once?
No, it's a continuous affair.
85,000?
Oh, that was every weekend or every time we go. We did it before, we had to do it before his birthday.
Yeah, 85th birthday. And after that, it's been continued.
It's been continued. Now even the local authorities, they will call us. This riverbank we want to plant, can you sort it out?
Hmm.
They acknowledge our capabilities that we can do this type of activities. Then this animal care. We pick up stray dogs and all, that's a home. We send it there. And we get our Balvikas children, we will take them there. But 2 months before that, we say, okay, you all practice sealing of desire. Whatever money you got, we'll buy rice or dog food or whatever it is, cat food, then we'll take them there.
Okay.
Then children will enjoy, you see. Because the dogs, though about 70 to 80 dogs running around, no dogs will bite, you see. The real fierce one, they have caged it.
Okay.
But most of these 88 to 90 dogs that's running around the farm, they're very simple. They see us only, they will come running and hoping to get something to eat from us. And there's a fruit plantation around there also, so that a lady looking after these dogs, she will let buy or get fruits and give these children. So
okay.
For the children, it's a joyful affair.
Yeah.
But for us, a service is done. And the children learn how to look after dogs. The lady will explain what you should do, that, this and all. And they practice healing of desire. Our Balvikas children.
It's a win-win situation for everyone.
Yeah, win-win situation. Then we have this human transformation program. This is with the universities and colleges. Lately they have started. Our president, Dr. Suresh, he initiated this movement. He's a lecturer in Premier University in Malaysia. So he told the vice chancellor and all, you see, these children all get certificates they got. Everything is in the head. But they got no heart. When they go into community without heart, I mean, you're not a full person, you see. So he suggested, why don't you get these children all to do some service? They got, I think, 40 or 60 hours you have to do service.
Okay.
I'm not sure about the detail of that. And they get 2 credit points for that. So lately we trained all the professors and the lecturers there how to go about it. We printed manuals. How hospital visit is done, how blood donation is done, how this, all our activities, we have manuals, we gave it to them.
Okay.
So now, this new intake, 3,000 of the first batch of university students will be doing service.
Oh, so they started this year?
This year.
Okay. It's like rural service being a part of the university.
Yes. Community service.
Okay, community service. So what are the activities, service activities, normal medical camp, blood donation?
Blood donation, leprosarium visit. Earlier, some of the university boys, when they were studying, they used to come to Kolokobu Baru, KKB. But then now that is no more there, so we don't take them there. All the other activities.
The service activities that Sai organization has been doing.
Is doing. Then we have this, what the Americans call soup kitchen.
They
cook food and, you know, vagabonds around town. There were so many of them. Beggars and all sleeping around, we give them food. We got a lot of refugee camps in Malaysia. We go to the refugee camps. Last Samadhi day, we went to a Myanmar refugee camp. Ladies cooked food there, fed them, and we all ate with them.
Yeah. That's nice.
It's sort of a picnic for everybody. It's a win-win situation. They're also happy, and we also, anybody for that matter, after service, you feel very light and you're so happy.
Mm.
That was a good activity. Then we have one program called Shanti Program.
Mm.
Youth, what they do is, we go to college and schools, you know, technical schools and all, because that's where all the dropouts are. The Form 5, when they don't make the grade to go into university, Form 6, if they don't make the grade, we'll enroll them into such schools.
Mm.
There, they will smoke in class, they will never listen to the teacher, that, this and all. So, we go there, ask the teacher to identify who are the hardcore. We'll go talk to them. We take them out of the school for 2 days.
Hmm.
We go to a resort or somewhere. We motivate them. We talk to them. Our president is a very good motivator. We tell them, why should we Indians be inferior? Why the Chinese are so clever? Why can't you as good as him? You got two legs, two hands.
Mm.
Why can't you be as good as him? Why? Why must you go to drinking? Why must you be a robber? Most of the thugs in town are Indians.
Okay.
Mm. Our population is 8%. The prison, 48% are Indians.
Mm.
So we motivate them, we talk to them. Somehow or other, then they start changing. They say, yeah, why can't I be like the other guy? That fellow is owning a car, this thing. I have got nothing. I have to depend on stealing and whacking people, being a thug. It's not worth it. And they don't look after their parents. 90% of them will change.
Oh, is it so?
Hmm. So we teach them about how you must respect your father. If possible, early morning you get up, you go and touch your father's feet.
Hmm.
So we did a survey. The parents were surprised. What did the Sai organization do to my son who was so arrogant and a rogue? Now he's touching my feet and hugging me and saying thank you to the mother. Things like that happen.
Can you share any particular incident?
Yes. But one particular family, they came and asked, what did you do to my child?
Hmm.
So we were surprised. No, we didn't do anything. We did this. No, what did he do at home? Oh, he did this. Oh, that's what we were teaching them. We were motivating them to be a good citizen.
Okay.
So, these are examples, but we don't generally go out. Not the parents will never come to us. Only when we send a survey, this one, we know what's happening.
Hmm.
Then we got STAR program. Actually, we are given 1 period in some schools, bad schools. The worst class, if there are 4 classes, the worst one will be in the D class.
Hmm.
So, we will take them. We do the motivation for them first. Then we teach other things, like what are their weakness? Maths? Okay, we'll have our maths teacher teaching you.
Mm.
Things like that we do. But we get chance to go into the school during the school time. They give us 1 period. And there's one school that wrote back. They were so surprised that D class all were written off sure failures in the central government exam. One fellow got grade 1. A few fellows got grade 2 and so many of them passed.
Wow.
So, it was in the national papers.
Mm. So, these activities, how often is done?
This STAR program, every week. Every week. So, we got a pool of devotees who will go.
Okay.
Then we got this blind home. That is a normal thing. They go there every week. They talk to the blind person, sometimes read to them, sometimes write letters for them, things like that. That is, so we read the newspaper to them. Then we have this ROSE program.
Oh.
ROSE is, you see, our country, the medium of instruction in school is Malay, Bahasa Malay.
Oh.
So then the English is zero. So we go there and teach them English.
Mm.
We have this we do on Sundays. All those children, especially poor areas, we go. We have this ROSE program. The children will come in the community hall in that particular area. We teach them.
Why have you named it ROSE program?
This is reaching out in English.
Okay. Reaching out in English.
Reaching out and speaking English.
Reaching out to speak English. ROSE. Okay.
That's the acronym we have. Then we do a lot of work for refugee camps. We go to refugee camps. We have a lot of camps there. We do medical camps. That is quite often we do.
Mm.
because they can't afford to go to hospitals.
Mm.
In our country, foreigners pay very high fees, you know, we go to hospital. So we bring the doctors to them.
Mm.
That's what we do there. Then during the last relief we did was in Myanmar, Burma. They had this Nargis, Cyclone Nargis.
Mm.
A lot of damage was done to houses and all were blown off. Sai organization Malaysia sent 7 containers of foodstuff, clothing and drinking water. And about 10 of us went along.
Mm.
We went to the worst area. Mm. That is in, they call it Laputa. The water came from one side of the island and swept across all the houses and all the people. Most of the people died there.
Okay.
We went there. Then the organization built about 70 houses for them.
Mm.
Actually, we paid the funds. We got the workers from their side.
Mm.
So we built about 70 houses and gave it to them. And they all know about Sai Baba.
Mm.
And they asked, we want a picture of Sai Baba.
Okay.
So we brought 70 pictures and put in every house.
Mm.
They're all Buddhists. So Baba's picture is beside Buddha's picture.
Mm, that's nice.
That is in Burma. Then earlier we have gone to Pakistan after the earthquake. We supplied blankets, medicine for them. Before that we have been to Afghanistan where we provided blankets, food and all for the refugees who have fled the war and they are along the Pakistani border.
So how many of you had gone there?
There we sent food about 7, I think 6 or 7. Brother Jaga also went.
Oh.
Oh, and another place we went was North Korea.
Okay.
North Korea, I think about 10 years ago or 10 or 15 years ago, they had very bad famine.
Hmm.
We took 15 tons of food, you know.
Oh.
At the time, our advisor to the council was Dato Jagadishan. He and a few others went, supplied food. So much so that government of North Vietnam honored them with certain medals and all, which has no meaning for us. But we told them we are from the Sai Baba. They had no of this one.
Hmm.
And they had to accept all the food. The only thing, they didn't allow us to take many photographs and all.
Okay.
The country was in such a bad shape, you see. These are some of the things that we do. And we all do this. We know whenever we do our service, Swami looks after us.
Hmm.
That everybody believes in. I always tell them, Swami will look after you like the eyelids look after the eye.
Yes.
So, you don't worry when you're coming. You just come along. And before we're leaving the place, we'll all chant Gayatri. So, there won't be any mishaps.
So, that's what I wanted to ask you. So, like, you have been, all have been doing so many service activities. Can you share something in general, like why we should do service?
I think it's in your blood.
Mm.
In my case, I think it's in my blood. Even before I came to Sai, this Murugan's birthday.
Lord Murugan.
Lord Murugan's birthday. I used to go to that place, the cave temple up there. 365 steps to go up to the temple. People will be, you know, carrying all this kawadi, they call it, all the, doing penance. Some of them will go halfway, collapse and all. We'll carry them down.
Mm.
That time I was not a devotee. I used to do, but in the center and all, when we talk about our experience, others will get
motivated. Like, what do you think are the benefits of service?
Oh, you won't believe it. Your family is looked after, you know.
Hmm.
You won't believe. My son got a scholarship to US. He was a good student, but for an Indian to get a scholarship in our country is quite difficult.
Hmm.
So he got a scholarship. All of us were taken care of. I mean, most of the devotees have no complaint about doing service. I personally have some terrible experience. I mean, not terrible, wonderful experience, I would say. One day, I was sitting in the house and doing some work. A devotee came outside, pressed the bell. I was so engrossed in my work, I rushed out. I forgot the glass door was closed.
Uh-huh.
My head hit the glass door, shattered, falling glass, one big piece, landed on my thigh, hit the bone, and flipped over. In the process of flipping over, it tore out my muscles.
Oh.
And I was bleeding profusely. I didn't move because there was another piece of glass sticking up like a guillotine, you know.
Mm.
That, if it falls, I'm dead.
Mm.
Slowly my friend came in, he threw a pair of slippers because he cannot do anything, full of glass everywhere. So I wore the slippers, I told him get me a towel, I pulled back the flesh, put it back.
Onto the thigh.
Onto the thigh, tied it up, went to the hospital, I went to see the surgeon. I didn't know ordinary surgeons won't do this type of cases. And on that particular day, microsurgeon, he was on leave. Somehow or other, he came back. He came back and attended to my case. And the whole process, from the time I got cut to this one, I never felt any pain.
Mm.
I know that's Swami's grace.
Yes.
The nurses were asking, no pain, are you? No, you're joking. I said, no, I don't have pain. Huh. If I've got pain, I'll be screaming, I said.
Yes.
That is definitely all Swami's grace.
Yeah, Swami is always taking care.
He takes care of us. Maybe my karma, I had to go do something like that, had to happen. So it went off lightly like that. I could have died.
Okay, so just before concluding, one more question I want to ask you. Like in this changed circumstance, when Swami's physical presence is not there right now. So in Malaysia, how do you motivate the volunteers to do service activities?
In Malaysia, those days also, we know Swami is everywhere. Whether in physical form or otherwise, he's everywhere. So they all know Swami is there. We do that. You see, how many, 100 over people came for Buddha Jayanti?
Yes.
There's no reason for them to come because Swami is not here. But they came because they know Swami is omnipresent. He's everywhere. And whenever you call for him, he definitely will answer. That I have 100% guarantee. Like one time I was going for surgery. I prayed to Swami. Swami, please, this is a major surgery. I don't know what will happen to me. I had prostate cancer. The date was fixed for my operation. But the surgeon cancelled that particular date. He said he's going for a urologist conference in Singapore. And he gave me the next earliest date. I accepted it because I have no choice.
Mm.
It's either surgery or you live for 2 or 3 years. You can take medication, but there's no cure.
Mm.
Surgery, maybe you got hope, but I still had hope. I was not worried. When he came back for the surgery, one of his professors from US who came there to talk at the conference came with him, was staying with him, and came for my surgery.
Mm.
So I was thinking, my God, this must be his work. Nobody else can do this. I got 2 surgeons and 1 professor for the price of 1.
Mm.
And that's about 15 years ago.
Mm.
There was no relapse. Everything is gone and I'm back to normal. I've lost nothing.
So it clearly shows if we do Swami's work, Swami will always take care of us.
At my age, I am actually 71, going 72 in September. How many people will do service? Because Swami is there, he motivates me, I do. And so many old people, senior citizens, doing service.
Yes.
They say, oh, Ravi can do it, I also can do it.
They are inspired by you.
So, a lot of people. So, because Swami is there, he is the motivator. So, what is there? We all instruments. Just do the work, he will take care. I always tell them, you do Swami's work, your whole family will be taken care.
Now,
I used to quote my son and my daughter. I mean, with my small salary, I was able to send them both overseas. How was that possible? It's all Swami's work. Though I am already I'm in the center, I'm not holding a senior post, I'm an advisor there. But service activities and all, I will motivate them. I'll go and talk to people, just get them. Once they get started, then they know the benefits, then they will carry on.
Okay, sir. Thank you for coming to Radio Sai and sharing with the listeners about the various service activities that's happening in Malaysia. I'm sure all our listeners would have been inspired by listening to you. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, you are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. And I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. This is the segment Service Love in Action, bringing you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami, translating into service to humanity. Well, in this segment, till now you heard a conversation that I had recorded a couple of months back with the Mr. Ravindran from Malaysia. In fact, on the occasion of Guru Purnima festival this year, a group of devotees, Bhagwan's devotees from Malaysia had come here and Mr. Ravindran was one among them. So that time I had recorded this conversation with him. And in this conversation, as you heard, Mr. Ravindran spoke to us about the various service activities that Bhagwan's devotees are involved in Malaysia. Well, one of the commendable service activities that they are doing is the visit to what they call as home of physically and mentally handicapped children in Malaysia. It seems they have been doing this for 13 years every Sunday. So devotees go to this home of physically and mentally challenged children, give them a proper bath, cut their nails, comb their hair, dress them up properly, clean the ward, and make their one day beautiful. And they have been doing this for 13 long years every Sunday. Well, isn't it quite impressive? Yes, it is. And apart from this, various other service activities Mr. Ravindran shared with us, and on behalf of the entire team of Radio Sai, I thank him for sharing with us about the activities. So that was in Malaysia. Now let's come back to India. So this is the month of August, and from 1st of August to 15th of August, the Sevadal contingent who had come here to Prashanthi Nilayam for rendering Prashanthi Seva were from the NCR region, New Delhi. So that time we happened to meet few Sevadal members, and they came here to studio and spoke to us about the experience they had after being involved in service activities in New Delhi and also here at Prashanthi Nilayam as part of the Prashanthi Seva. In fact, a couple of weeks back I had played for you a conversation that I had with the Sevadal coordinator of NCR region Delhi, Mr. Venkatesh, and he shared with us that time about the various service activities that Bhagwan's devotees are involved in Delhi. And now let's listen to the experiences of few Sevadal members. First is Ms. Savita Yadav from Gurgaon, and in conversation with her is Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi, and this conversation is in Hindi. After the conversation I will summarize it in English. So let's listen to Ms. Savita Yadav from Gurgaon, Haryana.
सायराम सविता
सायराम
रेडियो साई में आपका स्वागत है.
थैंक यू.
हमें अपने बारे में बताइए, अपना परिचय दीजिए थोड़ा.
मेरा नाम सविता यादव है, मैं दिल्ली में गुड़गांव से हूँ, और साई बाबा का जितना भी हमारे घर प्रोग्राम हुआ है वो 2001 से शुरू हुआ है. मेरे पापा जी का एक नौकरी का था, वहाँ पे केस हो गया था किसी कारणवश, तो मेरे पिताजी ऐसे ही घूम रहे थे, तो दो साल उन्हें जॉब नहीं मिली, तो वो एक बार पालम विहार की साइड गए तो उन्हें एक सिक्योरिटी गार्ड की जॉब मिली. तो वो साईं बाबा के डिवोटी थे, हमें एक्चुअली पता नहीं था कि वो है कौन, क्या है क्या नहीं है. तो वो एक बार हमारे घर आए, और हमारा घर भी बहुत छोटा सा है, बड़ा नहीं है, और एक विलेज एरिया में भी है. तो जब वो हमारे घर आए तो कौल अंकल, मीरा खुर अंकल और एक वर्मा अंकल थे, वो सब हमारे घर आए, और उन्होंने देखा कि हम कितने अच्छे हैं, हमें उन्होंने इस काबिल समझा कि उन्होंने हमारे घर में कहा कि बालिका शुरू करेंगे. हमने कहा ठीक है, हाँ हम रेडी है, आप कुछ भी करो, भगवान के लिए हम हमेशा तैयार रहेंगे. हमें पता नहीं था ये भगवान है, हम ऐसे बाबा मानते थे. पर फिर सबसे पहले जब उन्होंने हमारे घर में बालिका शुरू करी, तब हमें ऐसा लगा नहीं ये सच में भगवान है. हमारे साथ ऐसा दिखा कि कुछ तो बात है इन बाबा में जो हमारे इतने करीब आए. और फिर पापा की जॉब उन्होंने ही एक साल में डीएलएफ में लगवा दी, और वहां पे पापा की पेमेंट थोड़ी अच्छी हो गई और हमारी फाइनेंशियल कंडीशन भी अच्छी हो गई. और इसी साईं बाबा के कारण हम आने के उसमें नीना आंटी है, उन्होंने मेरे भाई की मारुति में भी जॉब लगवा दी, इंजीनियर है वो. और उसके बाद से हमारे घर में बाल विकास शुरू हो गया. एक अंकल अंदर तो कॉल अंकल लेते थे बड़े बच्चों की, और बाहर छोटे बच्चों की चलती थी, वो दूसरे अंकल लेते थे. तो उन अंकल की मतलब उन्हें पता लग गया था उनकी डेथ होने वाली है, तो वो हमसे पहले बता गए थे बेटा मैं चलता हूँ, तुम अपना ध्यान रखना और यहाँ के बाल विकास को कभी बंद मत करना. हमने कहा अंकल हम आपकी बात जरूर मानेंगे. उन्होंने अपना आशीर्वाद दिया कि तुम गुरु जरूर बनोगी, मेरा आशीर्वाद तुम्हारे साथ है, और तुम हमेशा इसी तरह आगे बढ़ते रहना और अपने बच्चों को कभी मत छोड़ना. मैंने कहा ठीक है. फिर उसके कारण छोटे बच्चों का और बड़े बच्चों का मिक्स क्लास होने लग गया. फिर जैसे ही धीरे धीरे मैं नाइन्थ में पहुंची, तो उन्होंने कहा हम इसे बालिका गुरु बनाएंगे. मैंने कहा मेरा तो अभी फर्स्ट सेकंड थर्ड ग्रुप पूरा क्लियर ही नहीं हुआ है, मैं बनी नहीं सकती बाल विकास गुरु। उन्होंने कहा हमने तुम्हें नहीं चुना, भगवान ने तुम्हें चुना है, उन्होंने हमें खुद कहा है कि इस बच्चे को बाल विकास गुरु बनाओ। तो उसके बाद से मुझे बाल विकास गुरु ट्रेनिंग में लेके गए और अब मैं जितने भी प्रोग्राम कराती हूँ खुद सोचती हूँ, खुद कराती हूँ और अपने बाल विकास के बच्चों को खुद ट्रेन करती हूँ।
आप कितने वर्ष की हैं सविता?
18 की।
18 साल?
हाँ जी।
और काफी रिस्पांसिबिलिटी आप संभालती हैं।
हाँ, और एक जगह और शुरू कर दिया है इस बार अगस्त में, लास्ट जुलाई से शुरू किया है बाल विकास क्लास एक जगह और एक आंटी के घर।
आप इतनी प्रेरित कैसे रहती हैं?
भगवान है वो हमेशा मेरे से। एक बार मैंने सोचा कि मैं बीकॉम फर्स्ट ईयर में थी जब मैंने सोचा कि मैं ट्वेल्थ के बाद बाबा के यहाँ एडमिशन लूंगी, पर उस टाइम बाबा ने मुझे सपने में आकर कहा बेटा तुम एडमिशन लो, मैं मना नहीं कर रहा, पर यहाँ के बच्चों को तुम छोड़ दोगी और मैं नहीं चाहता कि तुम बाल विकास करना छोड़ो। जिसकी वजह से मेरे पास इतने सारे बच्चे आए हैं, इतने सारे डिवोटी बने हैं, मैं उस एक बच्चे को नहीं, उसके कारण नहीं छोड़ सकता। तो उन्होंने कहा तुम बाल विकास की गुरु बनो और अपने वहां बाल विकास लो, पढ़ाई तो होती ही है।
तो आप यहाँ पे प्रशांत नीलियम में सेवा दल में क्या सेवा कर रही हैं?
इस बार मुझे सेवा जनरल हॉस्पिटल की मिली है। वहाँ पे छोटे छोटे बच्चे आते हैं, उनका वेट करना और वेट नापना होता है और उनकी नोटबुक में लिखना होता है।
तो ये पहली बार आप सेवा में आई हैं?
नहीं, फर्स्ट टाइम नहीं, थर्ड टाइम।
ओ, 18 साल की और तीसरी बार आ रही हैं।
हाँ जी।
क्यों आती हैं आप मुड़ के?
क्योंकि मुझे बहुत अच्छा लगता है यहाँ पे आते तो ऐसा मिलता है कि शांति है पूरे, और जितने भी हमने काम किए यहाँ पे वो सब चीज का फल मिल जाता है। हर चीज में इतना अच्छा लगता है, दूसरों को खुशी देख करके, छोटे बच्चों को खुश करके इतनी खुशी होती है। सब बड़े भी कहते हैं कि इतनी अच्छी बच्ची है, तो मन को ही खुशी मिलती है कि हम उनको खुश कर रहे हैं। भगवान ने वैसे ही कहा है कि दूसरों को खुश करो, उसी में मेरी खुशी है। तो मैं सिर्फ उन्हीं का काम कर रही हूँ और उन्हीं के लिए सेवा कर रही हूँ।
आप 18 साल की हैं, आपकी उम्र की लड़कियां इस वक्त ज्यादातर ब्यूटी पार्लर, मूवीज, पार्टीज, फ्रेंड्स के साथ फेसबुक पे लगे रहते हैं, आप सेवा में क्यों आती हैं?
क्योंकि उन लोगों को शायद अभी ये नहीं पता कि इससे क्या मिलता है, पर मुझे पता है कि इससे वो मिलता है जो उन्हें नहीं पता, और मुझे मिला भी है। मुझे हमेशा भगवान ने हाई सही रास्ता दिखाया है, और जब भी कोई काम करने जाते हो ना बड़ा, उन्होंने कहा है कि चिंता मत करो, मैं तुम्हारे साथ हूँ।
वेरी नाइस। हमारे साथ बात करने के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद।
थैंक यू।
साईराम।
साईराम।
साईराम डियर लिसनर्स, सो दैट वॉज मिस सविता यादव फ्रॉम गुड़गांव टू दिल्ली। जस्ट फॉर द लिसनर्स हु डोंट अंडरस्टैंड हिंदी, लेट मी द समराइज व्हाट शी सेड। इट सीम्स दे केम टू स्वामी'स फोल्ड इन द ईयर 2001। एट दैट टाइम हर फादर वॉज वर्किंग एज अ सिक्योरिटी गार्ड इन एन ऑफिस। द ओनर वॉज अ डेवोटी ऑफ बाबा, टिल देन दे वर नॉट अवेयर ऑफ स्वामी। In their village, Sai organization members wanted to start Bal Vikas classes in their house. It seems they were ready for any activity connected to God. Then, after that, certain things happened in their life which strengthened their faith in Baba. Within just 1 year, her father got a job in TLF company. The salary was good and their financial condition improved. Then Miss Savita's brother completed his engineering and got a job in Maruti company. Well, she said Bal Vikas classes started first in their house in Delhi, Gurgaon. The way the classes were conducted gave her the feeling that Baba is God. It seems she was in 9th standard when she was asked to be Bal Vikas guru. She was given training and now she makes programs and teaches the children. Then they started on more Bal Vikas center in another house in the neighborhood. Well, further, it seems she thought of applying for undergraduate course in Baba's college, but Swami came in a dream and asked her not to leave Bal Vikas. This time, as part of Prashanti Seva, she did Seva in Swami's General Hospital here at Puttaparthi. There, her duty was to weigh the babies and record it in their notebooks. It seems she is coming for Seva for the third time this year. For the third time, she says she comes here for Seva because she is getting everything here. It is very peaceful here, she says. Through Seva, she is able to give love to others and thereby get love from them. Well, she concluded by saying that youth in the present day society are attracted to movies and parties because they have not experienced the charm and appeal of Seva, that is selfless service. So, dear listeners, that was Ms. Savita Yadav from Gurgaon. Now, let's listen to an elderly Sevadal member who is 85 years of age. Well, he is Mr. Buddhalal Tindal.
साई राम हमारे साथ अब 85 वर्ष के श्री बुद्धलाल टिंडल नई दिल्ली से आए हुए हैं। साई राम सर, आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है रेडियो साई में।
साई राम,
हमें बताइए आप कितने सालों से सेवा में आ रहे हैं।
साई राम, मैं पहले अपना छोटा सा एक परिचय दे दूं।
जी जरूर।
कि इस संस्था में जो लाने वाला है वो मेरा बड़ा लड़का संतोष कुमार टिंडल।
जी।
भगवान की कृपा से उससे सर्विस लगी तो उसने कहा, पापा आपको एक काम करना पड़ेगा कि हर शनिचरवार को सत्संग बाल विहार में जो भजन होता है वो जरूर अटेंड करेंगे।
ये कब की बात है?
ये है 1978 की बात। और जब वो चले गए, जब मैं पहली दफा वहां गया और जब मैंने भजन सुना तो संगीत मुझे कुछ भगवान ने गॉड गिफ्ट दिया है, मुझे बहुत अच्छा लगा, मुझे डिसिप्लिन बहुत अच्छा लगा। और जो वहां का आनंद जो है वो मेरे पास शब्द नहीं कि मैं किस तरह वर्णन करूं। मैं पार्लियामेंट हाउस से रिटायर हुआ 1985 में और 1978 में मुझे सौभाग्य प्राप्त हुआ इस ऑर्गेनाइजेशन में। तो 1987 से मैं यहां प्रशांति सेवा में आ रहा हूं और भगवान अभी तक मुझे शक्ति दे रहे हैं कि मैं यहां आ रहा हूं।
शक्ति नहीं है अंकल आप इतनी सेवा मेहनत करके?
अब मैं क्या बताऊं, इतना उनकी कृपा है मेरे ऊपर कि हम 8-8 घंटे मुतवातिर हमने यहां वो कली और आंख तक नहीं झपकाई। सिर्फ यही था कि हमें भगवान देख रहे हैं, उनके आगे हमारी आंख ना झपके। और उसका ये असर हुआ कि जब कभी जानकी रमन जी चेक करने आते तो हम बिल्कुल अलर्ट मिलते थे। ये हमारा वो सौभाग्य था। और एक दफा तो मैं आपको एक हैरानगी की बात बताऊं, मैं उन्होंने साई राम करी, उनके साथ में उनके और कुछ लोग थे, उन्होंने रोक कर मेरी तारीफ की कि ये वो शख्स है कि कभी सोता नहीं मिला अपनी ड्यूटी पर।
इस बार आप क्या ड्यूटी कर रहे हैं?
मैं पहले तो हम ब्लॉक्स में हमारी जहां ड्यूटी लगती थी, लेकिन अब फिलहाल 3 साल से मैं शॉपिंग सेंटर में सेवा कर रहा हूं। जो बोचर आते हैं उनको मैं चेक करके वो उसको फाड़ता हूं।
अच्छा, आप 85 साल के हैं, इस उम्र में ज्यादातर लोग घर में बैठ के आराम करते हैं, पोते पोतियों से खेलते हैं, रिलैक्स करते हैं, आप हर साल कैसे आ जाते हैं सेवा में?
बात यह है कि मुझे बचपन से ही मेरे अपने परिवार से राम सुमरने का कुछ मेरे बातों वर्ण मिला। जब मैंने भगवान बाबा को देखा और उनके ऑर्गेनाइजेशन में आया तो मुझे ये महसूस हुआ कि असल में अगर अपना जीवन जो भवसागर पार करना है तो उनके शरण में रहते ही तुम ये प्राप्त हो सकेगा।
अगर मैं आपसे पूछूं भगवान श्री सत्यसाई बाबा आपके लिए कौन है, आप क्या कहेंगे?
मेरे लिए सब कुछ है, मेरी दुनिया है, मेरे प्राण है, मेरी जायदाद है, मेरे सब कुछ वो है।
इतना प्यार,
अब मैं क्या बताऊं, मैं 5 चीज में बंधा हुआ हूं, सत्य धर्म शांति प्रेम अहिंसा।
महासमाधि के उपरांत यहां आने से आपको किसी किस्म की कमी नहीं लगती, भगवान शरीर में नहीं है?
अब मैं क्या बताऊं, जिस वक्त भगवान हमसे जुदा हुए तो मैं अब क्या, ऐसा सवाल किया आपने, मुझे ऐसा महसूस हुआ कि जैसे नागासाकी और उसमें हिरोशिमा में एटम बम गिरा, मेरे हृदय में ऐसे ही महसूस हुआ। और मैं बड़ा भारी हूं, बहुत बचित रहा, 3 दिन में खाना नहीं खा सका, मेरे आंसू नहीं थम रहे थे, बच्चे मुझे संभाल रहे थे, मैं समझ रहा था कि मेरी दुनिया लुट गई। लेकिन कुछ जब मुझे ये पता लगा कि बाबा वहीं पर ही हैं तो मुझे बहुत सुख मिला, मुझे बहुत चैन मिली। और मैंने ये सोचा, भगवान अगर आप मौजूद तो हैं, हमें ये भी रूप आपका मंजूर है, हमें जीवन, हम इसी पे सहारे से जी लेंगे।
आप पार्लियामेंट हाउस में क्या काम करते थे?
मैं इलेक्ट्रिकल में था
जी,
एज ए पेंटर।
अच्छा, मेंटेनेंस डिपार्टमेंट
मेंटेनेंस के उसमें था, उसमें करके मेरा सर्व काम यही था कि मैं पेंटर ही नहीं था बल्कि जो भी काम मुझे दिया जाता था मैं बखूबी उसको अंजाम देता था। और जब मैं रिटायर हुआ तो कितना मेरे ऑफिसर ने मुझे आदर सम्मान से वो करा, उनकी आंखों में आंसू थे और मैं कह रहा था मुझे हंसी खुशी रिटायर करो।
आपका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। कुछ और बोलना चाहेंगे अंकल?
मैं बोलना चाहूंगा बस भगवान मुझे शक्ति देते रहे कि मेरे आपके मुझे चरणों के दर्शन मिलते रहे, मैं यही मांगता। बाकी सब कुछ उन्होंने मुझे दिया है, मेरा मकान बनवा दिया, मुझे दो ग्रैंड सन पोते दे दिए हैं, उनको नौकरी दे दी है पढ़ाई। मुझे यह है कि मुझे इतनी शक्ति देते रहो कि मैं तुम्हारे चरणों में आकर अपना मत्था टेकता रहूं।
हर साल आते रहिए, स्वस्थ रहिए। ये रेडियो साई की टीम की तरफ से यही दुआ है कि आप स्वस्थ रहिए और आते रहिए। साई राम जी।
डियर लिसनर्स, साई राम एंड दैट वॉज मिस्टर बुद्धलाल ठिंडल, एन एल्डरली सेवादल मेंबर फ्रॉम दिल्ली। सो इन दिस कॉन्वर्सेशन ही शेयर्ड दैट इट सीम्स इट वॉज वे बैक इन द ईयर 1978 व्हेन हिज सन रिक्वेस्टेड हिम टू अटेंड Bhajans in the Satya Sai Vihar, in that place held every Saturday. When he first attended the bhajans, he was attracted by its melody and the discipline participants exhibited, and happiness he derived was beyond words. Well, he retired from service in the year 1985, and since 1987 it seems he is coming for Prashanti Seva regularly, and he said Baba is giving him the strength to do service. Even at his elderly age of 85, he does 8 hours duty, it seems. And it is Baba's grace, he is always alert day or night, that's what he says. This time he did seva in the shopping complex here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. Well, it seems he was thoroughly shattered when Swami left his physical frame. For 3 full days he couldn't eat or sleep, tears were uncontrollable, but his children consoled him. And then he realized that Baba is everywhere, and so he accepted the formless form of Swami. So dear listeners, that was Sri Buddhalal Tindal from Delhi. Now, before I sign off, let's listen to the experience of one more Sevadal volunteer from New Delhi. She is Srimati Jayashree Bajaj.
साई राम, हमारे साथ इस समय श्रीमती जयश्री बजाज, जो कि 70 वर्षीय न्यू दिल्ली से आई हैं, जुड़ी हुई हैं। साई राम मिसल बजाज,
साई राम,
आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है रेडियो साई में।
धन्यवाद।
आप बहुत सालों से सेवा में आ रही हैं दिल्ली से, अपने अनुभव के बारे में कुछ बताइए।
बाबा के बारे में जाना तो मैंने 73 में था, जब बाबा शिमला आए थे
जी,
पहले दर्शन वहां पर हुए थे, तब नहीं पता था कुछ भी भगवान के बारे में। और इतने अभागे थे हम लोग कि किसी के थ्रू इंटरव्यू कार्ड भी मिला पर हम लोग गए नहीं, बिकॉज वी डिड नॉट नो स्वामी हैं क्या क्या। उसके बाद आप जानते हैं कि जैसे ही स्वामी होकर जाते हैं मार्केट फ्लड हो जाती है बुक्स से।
हाँ जी।
तो मैन ऑफ मिरेकल्स बाय हॉवर्ड मफेट पढ़ी, और जैसे जैसे पढ़ी तो लगा कि क्या खोया। वो पढ़ते पढ़ते इतना अंदर से श्रद्धा और विश्वास जगने लगा। कंसिक्वेंट ईयर फिर बाबा आए वहां पर, शिमला 2 बारी आए थे, एक साल के बाद दूसरे साल। तब तक बहुत भावना आ चुकी थी मन में। तब तो हम जिस कोठी में बाबा ठहरते थे मॉर्निंग में वहीं चले जाते थे, लॉन्च में वहां बैठते थे, बाबा के वहीं दर्शन करते थे। और वो था जब मुझे पहला चरण स्पर्श मिला स्वामी का, वो भी एक बहुत सुखद अनुभव था। हम लोग जब सोचते हैं ना कि अब तो मेरे मन में बड़ी श्रद्धा है, बड़ा विश्वास है, स्वामी जरूर आएंगे मेरे पास, स्वामी देखते भी नहीं।
हाँ।
पर जब आपको जीरो पे ले आते हैं, लगता है आप तो कल जाने वाले हैं, ये मौका भी गया।
हाँ।
और आप अंदर से टूटने लगते हैं,
उसी
स्वामी,
वक्त
उसी वक्त
हाँ,
स्वामी आकर आपको इतना आनंदित कर जाते हैं दैट यू। तब तो उसके बाद वो चरण स्पर्श मिला, तो मैं जब वापस घर आई मुझे लग रहा था मैं चल नहीं रही, मैं हवा में उड़ रही हूँ। आई मीन दैट इज माई कंडीशन, यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड। तो कुछ घर की परिस्थितियां ऐसी थी कि मैं एक्टिवली किसी भी एक्टिविटी में इन्वॉल्व तब नहीं हो पाई। 73 से लेकर मैंने मे बी 80s के अर्ली तक बुक्स बहुत पढ़ी स्वामी की, विश्वास श्रद्धा प्यार सब कुछ था मन में पर आ नहीं पाई। मैं सेवा में 93 से आ रही हूं, 20 साल हो गए मुझे। एक साल मुझे जाना पड़ा था अब्रॉड अपने नेफ्यू की शादी के लिए, तब नहीं आई, अन्यथा एवरी ईयर आई एम कमिंग।
19 साल आप आ रही
हैं? 19 साल लगातार सेवा पर, रादर हम इंतजार करते हैं कि कब हमारी अगस्त की
सेवा। ऐसा क्यों है?
ऐसा क्योंकि वो भगवान ने एक उन्हीं का काम है हमारे मन में प्यार का बीज बोना। एक पुस्तक को पढ़ते ही अगर जीवन इतना परिवर्तित हो गया, और फिर भगवान को जैसे जैसे श्रद्धा और प्यार बढ़ता है ना, थोड़े थोड़े सटल चाहे हो सूक्ष्म हो पर अनुभव देने लगता है, वो उसकी उपस्थिति का आभास होने लगता है। छोटी छोटी मुसीबतों में लगता है कि वो आकर खड़ा और सहायता कर गया। कई बातें ऐसी होती हैं आप किसी को बता भी नहीं सकते, पर आप तो जानते हैं उसको। ऐसे बहुत से अनुभव हुए कि लगा कि ये भगवान है, हर क्षण मेरी बात सुनते हैं, मेरी सहायता करते हैं। और एक आनंद और प्यार जो इनसे मिला, उनकी एक दृष्टि से जो कुछ अंदर परिवर्तन हो जाता था, आपने अनुभव किया, बहुतों ने अनुभव किया, उससे कुछ ऐसा अंदर से हम लोग जुड़ गए कि अब लगता था कि किसी और गुरु को, किसी और संत को, किसी को देखने की अब जरूरत नहीं, हमें जो चाहिए था वो मिल गया। वो एक कशिश थी उनमें, जो आकर्षण है, सेवा में तो आते ही थे, और भी मौका मिले, कभी गुरुज कॉन्फ्रेंस हुई तब भी आ गए, बाबा के बर्थडे पे मन होता था कि जब हो सके भागे और यहां पहुंच जाए, तो इसलिए इसको तो, और सेवा तो एक क्योंकि नियम है ना, तो इसको तोड़ने का तो कभी मन हुआ ही नहीं। एक बार जब की तो फिर हर साल ही मन करता था कि इसमें जरूर जाएं, और हर बार भगवान से प्रार्थना करके जाते थे, भगवान इतनी शक्ति देना कि हम दोबारा भी आए, रुक ना जाए, कोई रुकावट ना आए, पर आते ही रहे। तो इस तरह से इसका जो आनंद है, जिन्होंने सेवा की है, जिन्होंने बाबा के संपर्क में रहे हैं, उसके प्यार को अनुभव किया है, वो अनुभव कर सकते हैं, कह नहीं सकते, बहुत हैं जिन्होंने इसका अनुभव किया।
इस बार आपकी क्या ड्यूटी लगी है सेवा दल में?
मेरी शुरू में जब आई थी, इन्होंने मुझे हॉस्पिटल में 2 साल दी सुपर स्पेशलिटी में
जी,
फिर मुझे डिसिप्लिन में मिलती रही। उसके बाद 7-8 साल मैंने प्रशांति की सिक्योरिटी की, जो महिला की, वो ड्यूटी की। एक बात आपको बताना चाहूंगी कि भगवान जानते हैं कि शारीरिक दृष्टि से हम कितने सक्षम हैं क्या करने के लिए। शुरू में जब हिम्मत थी तो आपको पता है कि डिसिप्लिन में आपको झाड़ू वाड़ू सब करना पड़ता है, जब कर सकते थे वो किया। उसके बाद मुझे थोड़ी बैक की प्रॉब्लम स्टार्ट हो गई, एंड आई न्यू कि मैं अब ये झुक के काम नहीं कर सकूंगी। किसी को कहना नहीं पड़ा, हमारे जो स्टेट कोऑर्डिनेटर, उन्होंने खुद ही कहा कि हमें अब सिक्योरिटी के लिए फुल टर्म कोई नहीं मिल रहा, जयश्री तुम करोगी, और उसमें सिर्फ चलना है, बैठना झुकना नहीं है। आई वॉज सो हैप्पी कि भगवान, आपको पता है कि अब मेरे लिए झुकना मुश्किल है, तो उन्होंने वो ड्यूटी मुझे दे दी। उसके बाद 7-8 साल लगातार वो मैं कर, उसमें मुझे चलना बहुत पड़ता था, मैं सुबह शाम अपना पूरा राउंड लगाती थी जहां हमने लोगों को पोस्ट किया हुआ था, पर वो झुकना और बैठना, झाड़ू लगाना, ऐसा कोई काम नहीं था। उसके बाद भी जब बाद में लगा कि वो चलना भी इतना ज्यादा एज के साथ फर्क पड़ता है, तो हमारी हरियाणा दिल्ली की इकट्ठी होने लगी, तो मेरा आधा हो गया एरिया। उसके बाद अब पिछले साल से, क्योंकि स्वामी के फिजिकल उपस्थिति ना होने का कारण, अब सारे बिल्डिंग्स में अब सिक्योरिटी नहीं लगती। पिछले साल से अब सिर्फ 2 ब्लॉक्स हैं जहां सिक्योरिटी लगती है। स्वामी जानते हैं कि शायद अब मेरे को थोड़ा आर्थराइटिस की भी प्रॉब्लम हो गई थी, शायद मैं इतना चल नहीं पाऊं, अब मुझे ऑफिस का जॉब मैं 2 साल से कर रही हूं।
बिल्कुल
विदाउट माई आस्किंग, मुझे किसी को नहीं कहना पड़ा ना ग्रुप लीडर को कि अब मैं नहीं कर पाऊंगी, जो मैं कर सकती थी उसके अनुसार भगवान मेरी ड्यूटी बदलते
गए, क्षमता के अनुसार,
क्षमता के अनुसार ही नोस हम क्या कर सकते हैं क्या नहीं कर सकते।
बिल्कुल सही बोला आपने,
स्वामी बहुत कृपा है, क्योंकि थोड़ा सा और दो सेवा से संबंधित नहीं है, पर मेरा अनुभव आपसे शेयर करूंगी। मैं दिल्ली में स्टडी सर्कल इंचार्ज हूं
जी,
और 86 ऑनवर्ड्स स्टडी सर्कल से जुड़ी हुई हूं, और जब शुरू में बोलना भी शुरू किया था तो जब स्टडी सर्कल में बोलते हैं कई लोगों को अच्छा लगता था, एंड प्रेस भी कर देते हैं लोग, पर मन में एक ही इच्छा थी कि भगवान क्या कभी अपने सामने बोलने का मुझे आप मौका देंगे, एक वही इच्छा थी मन में, मुझे उस दिन लगेगा कि मेरा आना सफल हुआ। बाबा के 80th बर्थडे पे 2005 में यहां पर गुरुज कॉन्फ्रेंस हुई थी, तब स्वामी ने हमें यहां दिल्ली से मुझे बोलने के लिए चुना गया था। कॉन्फ्रेंस में जब मैंने बोला, एक इच्छा ये थी कि पूर्णचंद्रा में कॉन्फ्रेंस है, तो उस दिन मेरे मन में यही थी कि भगवान यहां तक बुला लिया, पर क्या पता कि आप पूर्णचंद्रा में जब मैं बोलूंगी आओगे भी या नहीं, नोबडी कैन कंपेल यू कि आप आकर वहां बैठिए। 4th स्पीकर थी मैं उस दिन, फर्स्ट डे जब था कॉन्फ्रेंस का, लास्ट स्पीकर। जैसे ही कॉन्फ्रेंस शुरू हुई, वक्ता ने पहले ने बोलना शुरू किया, स्वामी की चेयर आई और पूर्णचंद्रा में वो वहां बैठ गए। अब मन में धुक धुक थी कि अंतिम स्पीकर तक नहीं
बैठेंगे,
पर स्वामी एंड तक बैठे। शायद मेरी 20 साल पुरानी इच्छा जो मन में थी उन्हें पूरी करनी थी। स्वामी बैठे, जब मैं उठकर गई तो स्वामी ने मुझे दूर से ही आशीर्वाद दिया, पर मैंने मन में ठाना हुआ था कि मैं दूर से लौटने वाली नहीं हूं आज स्वामी, ये मुझे दोबारा मौका नहीं मिलना आपने से नहीं पाने का। मैंने जाकर पास गई स्वामी को, चरण स्पर्श तो हम तब नहीं करते थे, प्रणाम किया, स्वामी ने आशीर्वाद दिया, वेरी हैप्पी बोला, और मैंने कहा स्वामी आई डोंट नो एनीथिंग, मुझे कुछ नहीं आता, जो कुछ भी बोलना है आप बुलवाएंगे। स्वामी ने आशीर्वाद दिया, मैंने आकर बोला, बोलने के बाद मैं फिर दोबारा गई
जी,
फिर स्वामी ने वैसे ही दूर से आशीर्वाद दिया, परंतु मुझे तो पास जाकर लेना था, मैं पास गई, मुझे था आज सब जाने देंगे अन्यथा कोई नहीं आने
तो मौका सुनहरी मौका,
सुनहरी मौका
जाए।
मेरे जीवन का शायद यही कि अंतिम मौका है, मैं उसको खोना नहीं चाहती थी। मैंने जब दोबारा जाकर प्रणाम किया तो स्वामी ने कहा बहुत अच्छा बोला, वेरी हैप्पी, मेरे लिए तो दैट वॉज द एंड ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, मतलब उसके बाद कुछ चाहिए नहीं था,
वैकुंठ
पहुंच गई, बहुत खुश मैं, बहुत खुश। अगले दिन वेलिडिक्ट्री जब था, देन आई गॉट अ बोनस, आई डिड नॉट नो, उस दिन स्वामी ने इतने लोगों में, मतलब स्वामी जब सारी रिपोर्ट्स देने के बाद वेलेडिक्ट्री की, हम स्पीकर्स को आगे बिठाया गया था ओल्ड लेडीज के जो ब्लॉक होता है उसमें, स्वामी उस तरफ बार बार देख रहे थे और किसी को बुला रहे थे। और ये हमारे तब वो जो गोकक जी थे जो वाइस चांसलर वगैरह, उन्होंने लोग कह रहे थे स्वामी आप बोलिए, स्वामी ने उनसे भी बुलवा दिया, फिर ही वॉज लुकिंग दैट साइड एंड वी ही वॉज कॉलिंग somebody। तो दो तीन लेडीज उठी जो आगे थी तो सबको बैठा दिया, देन somebody जो पास बैठे थे प्रोबेबली दे हर्ड स्वामी से माई नेम, या उन्होंने स्वामी ने कहा दैट रेड लेडी, मुझे आज तक ये दोनों वर्जन मिलती हैं। तो देन somebody told me जयश्री इज कॉलिंग यू, और आप समझ सकते हैं कि उस समय मेरी हालत क्या थी। आई वॉज गदगद होकर, और मैं एकदम जब उठी, और जब मैं उठकर स्वामी, मैंने आधा रास्ता चल के मैं फिर बैठ गई कि अभी कोई कहेगा अम्मा तुम किधर जाता, तो बट देन दे टोल्ड नो ही इज वेटिंग फॉर यू। और मैं जब उठकर स्वामी के पास आई तो उन्होंने मुझसे कहा, जो वहां पर हमारे ऑर्गेनाइजर्स थे, श्री ऑल इंडिया प्रेसिडेंट थे और निमेश पांड्या, बोथ ऑफ देम बदे, उन्होंने मुझसे कहा मैम स्वामी ही चाहते हैं कि आप बताएं कि बाल विकास में और क्या सिलेबस में ऐड हो सकता है। ऐसे बट आई एम नॉट अ बाल विकास पर्सन, मैं तो स्टडी सेक्टर ज्यादा देखती हूँ, आई एम नॉट इन टू द प्लानिंग। उन्होंने कहा नहीं, फिर भी स्वामी कहते हैं आप बोलिए। जब मैंने उनको दो तीन बार मना किया तो स्वामी ने मेरे को फिर बोला बोलो यू नो। जब स्वामी ने बोला तो आई कुड नॉट, तो ना तो सवाल ही नहीं उठता। फिर मैंने कहा स्वामी मुझे कुछ नहीं आता, अगर मुझे बोलना है तो यू विल इंस्पायर मी। स्वामी डिड लाइक दिस, उन्होंने हाथ उठाकर आशीर्वाद दिया, और मैंने जब आकर माइक के सामने खड़ी हुई, दिस वॉज नॉट प्लान, कुछ था नहीं था, एकदम स्वामी ने जो कह दिया, एकदम शून्य था दिमाग में, पर जैसे ही कहा भगवान बाबा के चरणों में प्रणाम, तो थॉट्स जैसे कुछ सप्लाई करता है ना, वर्ड स्टार्टेड कमिंग एंड आई स्पोक फॉर 10 मिनट्स एंड 10 मिनट्स बोलकर, और मुझे लोगों ने बताया स्वामी बड़े प्यार से देख रहे थे, अच्छा बोला गया। फिर उसके बाद जब स्वामी को प्रणाम करने गई तो स्वामी ने कहा बहुत अच्छा बोला, वेरी हैप्पी, दैट वॉज इट। एंड देन स्वामी सेड व्हाट डू यू वॉन्ट, मैंने कहा स्वामी कुछ नहीं चाहिए, केवल आपकी कृपा चाहिए। तो स्वामी ने अपना हाथ घुमाया, पहले उनके हाथ में एक चेन और पेंडेंट आया, एकदम उलझी हुई चेन थी, बड़ी देर मेरे को स्वामी खुद उसको सुलझाने की, सीधा करने की कोशिश कर रहे थे और मुझसे रहा नहीं गया, मैंने कहा स्वामी कैन आई हेल्प यू। आज तक मेरे हस्बैंड हंसते हैं कि भगवान को कह रही है कैन आई हेल्प यू। स्वामी ने मेरे हाथ में दे दी, उसको मैंने सीधा किया, सामने आग पे रखा हथेली पे, स्वामी ने कहा आई विल जस्ट टच इट, उन्होंने उसको छू कर मुझे दे दिया। और मैं इतनी गदगद थी, यू कैन इमेजिन उस समय आपकी हमारी हालत क्या होती है जब भगवान की ऐसी कृपा मिल जाए जिसकी कभी उम्मीद नहीं थी,
परमानंद
परमानंद की स्थिति थी। उसी समय स्वामी ने दोबारा हाथ हिलाना शुरू किया एंड आई वॉज वंडरिंग वॉट नाउ, अब क्या स्वामी। तो स्वामी के हाथ में एक रिंग आई, ओम लिखा हुआ था। फिर स्वामी ने एकदम आई तो मैंने हाथ आगे बढ़ाया, मैंने उस उंगली में रिंग्स ऑलरेडी पहन रखी थी, स्वामी ये यू वांट मी टू रिमूव दिस, ही सेज नो। स्वामी ने मेरा हाथ पकड़ के अपने हाथ से वो अंगूठी मुझे पहनाई एंड आई वाज ऑन टॉप ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, थैंक यू स्वामी करके आई जस्ट केम बैक एंड आई वॉज आई कांट टेल यू। वो तो जब भी अब आई रीलिव दैट एक्सपीरियंस तो मुझे लगता है कि वो आनंद तो अब कभी फीका पड़े, एंड दिस इज अ ट्रेजर ऑफ माई लाइफ टाइम जिसको मैंने आज तक मन में संजो के रखा है। भगवान से प्रार्थना करती थी, भगवान मैं स्टडी सर्कल में जाती हूँ, लोग अपने पर्सनल एक्सपीरियंस बताते हैं, मेरे इतने सटल हैं जो मैं लोगों से शेयर नहीं करती, एक तो ऐसा दे दो जो शेयर कर सकते। दिस इज
कमाल का दिया तो कमाल का दिया।
एंड सो मेनी पीपल, पीछे तक आप जानते हैं टीवीज लगे हुए हैं, कॉन्फ्रेंस है, तो पूरा कुलवान तो ऑल खचाखच भरा हुआ है। दिस वॉज माई लाइफ टाइम एक्सपीरियंस एंड ब्लेसिंग जो मैंने कब से मांगी थी। और भगवान अंतर मन की आवाज जानते हैं, आपकी इच्छा को कभी ना कभी अवश्य पूरा करते हैं, समय लगता है पर करते हैं,
अवश्य करते हैं।
तो बस भगवान से जब इतना प्यार मिलता है तो सेवा में आने का तो मन अपने आप होता है ना, अच्छा लगता है यहाँ आकर।
इतना जो गहरा रिश्ता है,
इतना गहरा रिश्ता, बिकॉज अब तो लगता है कि स्वामी ये एक जन्म का रिश्ता नहीं है। हमने आपको चाहे 30 साल की उम्र में आकर जाना, पर आपने हमें शुरू से संभाला हुआ है, ये फीलिंग आती है
जी, बिल्कुल
ये फीलिंग। तो ये बहुत ही आनंदमय सुखद अनुभव है जो यहाँ आकर मिलता है, इसलिए इसको हम छोड़ भी नहीं सकते।
और रेडियो साई के लिसनर्स के साथ शेयर करने के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद।
थैंक यू सो मच, आई होप मैंने बहुत टाइम नहीं एक्सीड किया।
बहुत अच्छा था, थैंक यू सायरा।
सायरा डियर लिसनर्स, सो दैट वॉज श्रीमती जयश्री बजाज फ्रॉम दिल्ली, ए सेवा दल वॉलंटियर who had come here to Prashanti Nilayam for Prashanti Seva this month from Delhi. In fact, the most inspiring thing that she spoke to us, as you heard dear listeners, was that now it has become a rule for her to come for Prashanti Seva every year and she never breaks it. So, dear listeners, the time in our studio is 12:30 and it's a pleasant afternoon here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. And it's time for me to sign off and give way to Brother Arvind and Brother Prem for the next segment of today's Thursday Life, that is Afternoon Satsang. So, placing this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet, I sign off for today, leaving you with a wonderful bhajan from the album Bhavanjali. In fact, it's from the volume 8 of the album Bhavanjali. Jai Saram.
कमा।